I create the now with new thought. I create the now with new thought. How do I create the now with new thought? I create the now with new thought when Daniel called us and he said, treat for my mommy. And I said, super. I said, don't go telling me anything about your mommy, except that she is whole and perfect. She is fantastic. She is glorious. She is wonderful. She is going to live her entire life in a healthy body and a healthy mind. When she goes on to her next dimension, she's going on to her next dimension with a healthy body, whole and perfect, every whit. And that doesn't mean that she's going to die. That means she's going to live all the years that she's going to live yet in a healthy body, healthy mind, and a healthy world. Okay, now. If we start saying, oh, what are her problems? What is the worry about her? What should we treat specifically for her? What should we do to make her whole and perfect? She is whole and perfect. If I don't see her as a practitioner whole and perfect, she never will be whole and perfect in my world. Now, anybody who contacts us, they're in our world. Now, we love them. They may not be very nice to us. They may say naughty things about us. They may say we didn't pay our bill on time. They may say you said that you were going to put the roofing on our house and that you wanted a down payment of $2,000 and that's it. And now you come along and you say you want $8,000 because you want to buy the materials. And $8,900 is what the whole price of the roof is. So we're paying for the whole price of the roof, labor, and everything before you even do it. And we don't do things like that. We pay when the job is done. Now, we are responsible people. We have the money to pay when the job is done. But we pay when the job is done. And we have scheduled the job to be done next Monday. And now he said he wants to do the job today, which is 3 or 4 days earlier. So therefore, it's not our responsibility to have the money 3 or 4 days earlier. We'll have it on Monday, but he's not going to have it today because it's not the program hadn't been established. Now, I'm telling you this not because I want you to have my worries or my concerns. I'm telling you this. He thinks he can come and create a new illusion in our world over the one that he created before, and he can't do that. Because we are not going to stand still for new illusions that are not harmonious with our programming. Now, Ellen tells me she lives in a body that's whole and perfect. So then she comes along and says, oh dear, I've got so many things to think about. Oh, I have this telephone call. Oh, the phone's not working right. This thing isn't doing that what I want to do. And I say, Ellen, please. We can solve that right now in several ways. One way, we can say everything is in divine order and works perfectly. Is that good?
Yeah.
Or we can go to that damn telephone company and say, damn telephone company, we want another telephone in here that works, and we want one that works perfectly according to your rules. And the telephone company says, everything we put in works perfectly. That's our business. They don't get mad at you. You're a customer, and they want your business, and they want to work. And then they won't say to you, what are you doing that the telephone's not working right? They don't say that. They don't say, are you using the AT&T? Are you using your cell phone? Are you using your magic jack? Are you using these various other things that come along? They don't say that because they're not interested in promoting their business. They're interested in promoting their business. So all they talk about is our telephone company and our service and our program. And they say, our program always worked. It has for years. Ever since Graham Bell set the thing up, it's worked wonderful. And just got better and better and better every year because we concentrate perfectly on whatever it is that we want to do with a new thought. Now, you say, it doesn't work. And they say, now, customer, I will not talk to you any further. What? You told me it doesn't work. Well, I am in the business of making it work. Now, do you want me to concentrate on not making it work, on having it not being work, or you want me to concentrate on having it work? And you say, well, my goodness, yes, I want you to concentrate on having it work. Well, then don't talk to me about not having it work. Let's talk about having it work. And the telephone company says, we have been trained by our by our programmer to say these things and to get you on the right track and do that perfectly. Now, we hired Dr. Barley a number of years ago to be our programmer and get us working on having all telephones in the world work which use the AT&T program. And you say, wow, you certainly chose a good man to do the job. My goodness, he always creates the now with new thought. True. With new thought. He doesn't go back to the old and say, what's the problem? He says, what's the solution? Now, every scientist in the world has one job alone, to come up with a new thought. They're not supposed to come up with old thoughts. Even the archaeologists, even the geologists and all these people. As I said the other day, we listened to from Discovery on how corn is raised, and we're listening to other ideas too. But when corn was raised, and these people in this world say, we don't want genetically improved corn. We don't want genetically improved things. We don't want to, we don't want. They're silly. They're silly because if they had corn as it originally came out of the cob back in, let's say, 8,000 years ago, it would not be pleasant corn. It would be totally uneatable corn. And as they told the story in Discovery on how corn is developed, they showed how it was through various mutations in gene activities through time that it happened. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're going to look at the corn and say, oh dear, back in 6,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, the corn wasn't so good? Or are you going to say, we have the ideal corn. We have corn on the cob, and they showed a picture in the Discovery talk of a man with different types of corn, and then he opened up one sweet corn, and it was eating corn directly from the field, and he says, it is good right from the cob without heating or anything, without salt or butter, and then he had a big smile on his face, and he rolled the corn of cob in his mouth, and he chewed off the kernels, and he, ooh, this is good. Now, what did you think when you heard that? Did you think, I want to try some too? Did you think, where do you sell that type of corn? I like that type of corn. Uh-huh. And you see, he's teaching you to live in the now. He's teaching you to live with new thoughts about the now. I when we were kids, we'd go to the field and eat field corn or sweet corn or whatever kind of corn we could get our hands on out in the field. And sometimes it was good and sometimes it wasn't. But most of the time it's good because we stole it. And we didn't really steal it because the farmers could care less. And we had a great time. And it was delicious. And it was wonderful because it was our creation. Well, today, we have our creation too. Now, we have people who come into our world who want our attention. Now, they say they don't want our attention, but they want our attention by bringing themselves to our attention. And so, the little boy next door, he wants your son to come out and play or your daughter to come out and play. And you say, no, they're busy. And so, the little boy shouts, you're a sissy, you're a sissy, you're a weakling, to the kid, you know. And the kid says, Mommy, I can't let him call me that. And Mommy says, I know what he's doing. He's just trying to irritate you. Now, you are bigger than that. You are totally. Now, son, daughter, what are we going to do about this rapscallious neighbor child? What are we going to do about this naughty, naughty neighbor child? And the son says, Mom, like you always do, you just close the window and we can't hear him anymore. We just pretend he isn't there. And pretty soon, he doesn't get attention and so he goes away. He doesn't get attention and so he doesn't disturb us anymore. Pretty soon, he doesn't get attention and he doesn't disturb us anymore. Is he still there? Sure. But does he bother us? No. because we don't give them our attention. We go turn the television set on. We go practice the piano. We go sit around the living room and we hold hands and we have some popcorn and we sing. So we say, cool. I like me, I like me, I like me. Or what we do is we say, it's time. Time for our om. Let's all get in each other's arms and huggle and snuggle each other and say, om, 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 om. And we don't know there's anything in the world because we're creating everything with new thought right now. And there is no person in the world who wants to be unhappy with anything. And we don't name them. We don't say the neighbor child. We don't say anybody. We don't name them. And by all means, Daniel's mother is?
Whole and perfect.
Whole and perfect. Why don't you say something else? Why don't you say an appearance? Because you don't know. You're not over there in Switzerland where Daniel's mother is, where she's dancing the light fantastic with her two sons over there and just having a ball, where she is going out every day and thinking the world is the most fantastic thing in the world because her sons love her, everything's going right for her. She's fantastic, you know? Now, what's that all about? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to create your world the way somebody else wants you to create it? What's the best way to not be bothered by the butcher who sends you a bill? Pay it. Mm-hmm. And when you pay the bill, you get a receipt. Right?
Yeah.
And the receipt says you paid it. So the butcher can never come back again and say you didn't pay it. So anything we do in the world, if we make a correction in something, get a receipt and have that in your drawer. It's done. You know it's done. You are sure it's done. And it's done. And so when it's done, it's done. Now, you don't tell somebody, stop trying to get money from me. Look at your books and see it's already paid. You don't say that to them, but that's what it is. If you would let every person who wanted to get your attention have your attention, what would happen to you?
We'd get crazy.
You would get crazy. Oh, no, you are crazy to let them do that. Yeah. Right? But you'd get crazy. They would bother you and take your time and take your attention. Now, Sylvia just went to Europe, and she selected the people she wanted to go visit. And she selected the family she wanted to go visit. She wanted to visit all the happy family over there, all of her kin. Her kith and kin are all beautiful people, all filled with love, all filled with attention. And they don't say, Sylvia, do you have a problem? Sylvia, are you worried about something? No, they say, Sylvia, you're just like us. You're just filled with bliss. You're filled with joy. You're filled with unconditional love. Sylvia, you're fantastic. Come again, come again. Now, why did your niece or grandniece or whatever you call these people, why are these little kids in your life now, who are children of your relatives, why do they want you in their world? They don't want you in their world because you tell them your problems. They want you in their world because you tell them how wonderful you see them. You tell them how wonderful they are. You tell them what great beings they are and what possibilities they have for themselves. Now, Ellen, do you have permission to waste your time on an empty gas tank?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
Then please, whenever you go to the service station, fill it up.
True.
Whenever you do anything, fill it up and you don't worry. Our gas tank will take us back and forth to town maybe four times, maybe five, maybe even six on one tank of gas. And that's a lot of miles. That's 50 miles one way, you know, maybe more. And our gas tank will do it. But if we don't fill it, then we got problems. And then we soon run out. Well, what happened here? Anybody ever says, why did I run out of gas? Well, you just didn't fill the tank.
Yes.
You didn't look at your gas gauge now and then and say, how long have I been using this? Or rather, where is the gas gauge showing me? Is it full, half full, quarter full, half empty, you know? Whatever it is. Where do you want to put your attention? Where do you want to put your thinking? Where do you want to put your thought? Ellen, if ever and you're going to call me mean, you're going to call me terrible, and you're going to call me ugly because I'm so hard on you. But if ever you tell me a problem, I say, ha, 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 good for you. It's your fault. It's all your fault. It's not my problem. It's yours. And you say, oh, you're cold. You're terrible. I told you. Tell me your solutions.
Yeah.
Tell me your joys. And I'm with you with all the joy in my heart. Tell me your problems. And I say, that lady is going for a fall. She wants that to happen. She wants that to happen. Now, every person, why is it that I say oftentimes, I don't say oftentimes, but why is that I say, I've never lost a suicide? Because any person who ever tried to commit suicide and was brought to my attention by the doctor, or by the police, or by any, their family, or whoever, I would go to see this person, and I would not see them wanting to commit suicide. I'd see them wanting to live. And I'd just say to them, I said, you know, you're stupid. You commit suicide, and nobody's going to have you to think about anymore. And they're glad, because you're just always thinking about unhappiness. But now, if you want to think about happiness and joy, everybody's going to want to be around you, and everybody's going to want you around them, and they're not going to let you go. They're not going to let you commit suicide, and you don't want to. And they don't commit suicide, and they don't want to commit suicide. They have a new lease on life, and they know, I don't care. I mean, I'm just a stranger called in to talk with them and be nice to them and whatever. And so we solve the circumstance by having a solution. And it works. So don't ever tell me your problems, but you may tell me you would like a solution. Herb, I would like to live a happier life. Okay, let's go for it. I would like to live a healthier life. Wow, I'd like to have beautiful friends surround me. Everybody in my world, I'd like to be my friend. Everybody. Well, let's go for it. Well, but now, first I got to tell you all the problems. I said, goodbye. I'm closing the window. I don't want to hear the neighbor children hollering naughty things. I don't want to hear negative things, and I won't listen. Now, what are you going to tell me? Sylvia just got back from her trip to Europe and her wonderful visit with all the beautiful people that she was with, and every single one of them was fantastic. They had glorious stories to tell her. They had glorious things to say, and that's what she imparts to us. And if anything, or she might have stubbed her toe someplace along the line, she doesn't tell us that because we don't care. We said, you're stupid. You weren't paying attention. You stubbed your toe. You weren't thinking. I'm home perfect. You weren't thinking. I walk with beautiful feet, you know. And nobody appreciates another person's problems, but everybody appreciates another. We are not here for problems. We are here for solutions. So I create the now with new
solutions.
Thought. I create the now with new thought. Now, we say, that new thought organization? No. New thought. Because the New Thought Organization is kind of crummy. Because they spend all of their magazine article time talking about the old thought. They talk about how they were in the history and how they had grown up over the past 100 years and how they did this. Can you imagine 3M telling us about its history? Who cares? When 3M tells us about the new things they're developing and they're coming up with, wow! Yes. Now, I'm going to create somebody like 3M going to the bank publishing house and produce carbonless paper which goes through onto the checked stub. It goes through the check onto the check itself, and prints more beautifully and more clearly and more lovely than it's doing now. I'm going to mentally see this 3M coming up with it and giving that to banks and stuff like that and saying, this is our contribution to the people who still write checks and don't use credit cards too much. But, you know, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? But isn't it more fun to think of solutions?
Yes.
Because Ellen and I were watching lead and how it is being used in the Discovery Channel and how it is being used in the world and how with more people and more, they'll need more volume. If the people volume didn't change, the lead recycles itself and we wouldn't have to mine more lead because we'd have enough lead going. Well, now, what would happen if we ran out of lead and we couldn't use the things we... What would happen, Sylvia? What would happen?
Tell me. Something new would come.
We would have something new. Exactly. We would have something new. And what happens whenever there's a war? Something new comes up. Because the government spends money on things that they hope will do something that would help the war. And, of course, just when the war is over, then that thing turns out to be something that makes our air travel more beautiful. It makes our gardens and our things. Yeah. They're making bulletproof vests that are coming up with something that is so beautiful that it is used by swimmers and by divers. They go into the cold water to do their surfing, and the hypothermia doesn't get to them because they have this very thin little rubberized suit that they wear that keeps warm water in and doesn't let it out. And they go into the the cold water, and they're very comfortable, amazing, and beautiful. But the thing is, magic is there. What stimulates it? We don't need to have wars to stimulate magic. We don't need to have trouble to stimulate magic. We stimulate magic because Madame Curie and her husband forgot to turn the burner off under their the experiment, and they came in the morning, and here, what did they have?
Radium.
They had radium. The radium was always there. Mm-hmm. And on the Discovery Channel, they oftentimes say, well, we made a mistake, and so we found out five new uses for these materials that we didn't have before. So today, promise yourself, I create the now, right now, every moment now, with new thinking, with new ideas, with new ways. And I let the past be gone because it's no longer beneficial to me, even to compare the past to the present. But if anything doesn't work out in my life, it's because I'm living in the past. Everything works out in my life when I live in the present. So let's live in the present.
Yeah.
And let's have the most exciting, the most dynamic, the most inclusive life that we could ever imagine. And just remember, every time you send an email, you're sending your name to the people you're sending the email to and saying, put me on your mailing list, put me on your list, put me on your list. And automatically, it goes onto the list. That's the way email works. And so people write us from different organizations. And why is it that you hide your places that you have gone? You look at some naughty literature, and you don't want people to know that you looked at it. What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, you hide it.
You hide what?
You hide the address.
Yeah, but you hide it what?
Tell me. In the uploading.
You hide the address, and you wash it away. You clean it off. You delete all of your explorations so that nobody knows where you've been exploring. And
there are programs for that.
There are, well, it's automatic.
Yeah.
They're set up on things now. And then you call up a company and you want to unsubscribe to their program and you unsubscribe. But you sometimes get on their mailing list more completely that way.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's cheating. But those things happen now. But how do you get off their list? By no longer having them on your list. No longer having them on your mailing list. No longer having their address on your mailing list. And it happens sometimes automatically. that your mailing list gets cleaned up because you're doing things, but that's data. So just remember, if you don't want people to know that you're reading things or having associations, release your name from that, release your thought from that, have it no longer in your book, on your email, have it no longer in your world. Yeah, interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And people who put their names on Facebook, and then they say they want privacy. There's no stupid people in the world. They do not want privacy. They want friends. They want to have people know what they're doing. And Twitter is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Safari program and the various other programs that they have. They all do the same thing. Now, remember this, and you're the only ones who are going to listen to this talk. I'm going to put it on to the internet, but you're the only ones who listen to it, because I know you were here and heard it. But think your good thoughts, think your good ideas, and put them in work. I create the now with new thinking. Leaving the past completely behind. It doesn't mean the past is bad.
Mm.
I mean, because I was a little boy, and I was a little girl, and I was a little whatever I was. And now I'm a man, and now I'm a lady, and now I'm whatever I am. And I can't change that, but I can change my perspective and not think about it or think in that manner that I did when I was there. I now think as a man and think beautiful, wonderful, loving thoughts. I unconditionally love everyone in the world, and therefore everyone in the world unconditionally loves me, because that's the only way I see them. That's the only way I hear about them or know about them or have anything to do with them. And whatever hang-ups they may have had in their life as they go through it, my talk in the next couple of days will help solve that, because it tells how our memory, according to the Popular Science magazine and the articles they're writing, our memory is usually one big lie.
Mm-hmm.
Five people look at the same incident, and yeah, we know this.
Of course.
And we got five different reports. Now, if one person, if Sylvia, when you were a little girl, you were naughty all the time. You were naughty all the time. You never did the right thing. And then, that's what you thought. And then you're back with a family reunion, and you're sitting in the living room talking, and they say, "Oh, Sylvia, I'm so glad you're here. Whenever you're here, it's always such a joy. Well, I grew up with you, Sylvia. You were like a mother to me. You were like a family member, and you were always so loving, so thoughtful, so courteous, so kind, so beautiful." Oh, this is the first time I hear it. First time I hear it. Well, you see, you know it, because that's your nature. And when you're kids, the kids call each other all sorts of dumb things, but they don't mean it, you know. Like Leo to Beaver, he's with his brother, his older brother, and he and his older brother are having a discussion, and they're unhappy with each other for whatever. And so then the older brother takes a pillow and throws it at the little brother, and the little brother throws it at the big brother, and the ugly discussion's over.
Mm.
They've forgotten it. But they went through it because they're both trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And why does mom and pop always holler at us? Why does they always? Well, they don't always holler.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel a hurt inside of you when they reprimand you for doing something that you could have done better. So today, create with me now new thinking for yourself in every area of your life. And the roofer is doing a fabulous job. Everybody in our world is fabulous. Daniel's mommy is just the most glorious lady that you ever saw in your life. And Ellen, you are whole and perfect in every way. Your body is just a living example of a beautiful soul.
Yep.
And Sylvia, you are pure love. And you got a problem with that?
No.
All right. I don't either. And I am unconditional love.
Of course.
I love you.
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 I love you.